everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you. And Senator, shocking what happened on the floor of the Senate yesterday with Chuck Schumer basically going after Israel instead of Hamas. Your reaction to this story?
Yesterday was truly a shocking day. It was an historic day. Never in our country's history has something happened like what Chuck Schumer did yesterday. He stood on the Senate floor and he blasted the nation of Israel. He stood on the Senate floor and he demanded that Israel's elected Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu step down. Mind you, Schumer doesn't do this for enemies of America. He doesn't do this for Russia. He doesn't do this for Iran. He doesn't do this for Hamas. He reserves this hatred for the elected leader of Israel. And sadly, Schumer is the point of the spear. He represents also Democrats across the board who are pivoting away from Israel. This very same week, the Biden administration waived sanctions to effectively give $10 billion to Iran, to the Ayatollah, who pledges death to Israel and death to America, who is funding Hamas, who was behind the October 7th attack. And Joe Biden is prepared to fund those zealots while Chuck Schumer has decided that the target of his ire should be the elected leader of Israel. It's truly stunning and it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And we're going to obviously have a lot of that audio from the floor of the Senate. I also, so many Verdict listeners have asked, what can we do to help those in Israel? I want to tell you about the International Fellowship of Christian and Jews. And it's been 5 months since Hamas brutally attacked Israel, launching that vicious war for Israel's very survival. And as Israel fights for her existence, so many people around the world, even in America's community, have said, what can we do to help? Well, there are a lot of needs right now. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground in Israel, and they're delivering critically needed emergency supplies for those suffering as we speak. There is a significant immediate need for essentials like food, medicine, and emergency supplies for hundreds of thousands of suffering Jews. Many cannot return to their homes because of the rocket fire in the north from Hezbollah. Israel is in desperate need, and that's why we are partnering with the fellowship, and I want you to get involved. Every donation is going to be used basically immediately. If you want to help the people in Israel, give to IFCJ by going to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org. It's one word, supportifcj.org. Now, here's the other great thing. Your gift is going to be automatically matched to double in impact and help you provide twice the support. So it doesn't matter if it's even $5. It turns into 10. You get the point. If you want to help the people that are in desperate need in Israel, go to supportifcj.org right now. That's supportifcj.org. Senator, let's talk about the backdrop for what Schumer said and why this timing is so significant. I think it has a lot to do with the State of the Union. I really want your opinion on that. It was pretty clear that the president was kind of changing a little bit his perspective and his words on Israel. He was also caught on a hot mic that we talked about here on Verdict as well. And as I watched Chuck Schumer say these words on the floor of the Senate yesterday, there was honestly a part of me that I'm like, I'm not even sure Chuck Schumer believes this, and I want your take on that. Maybe he really does, but it was almost like it was a decision made within the Democratic Party. Okay, we got to get people younger, and a lot of the radicals of the Democratic Party, the socialists and the Marxists and the communists, they hate Israel. They support Hamas and the Palestinians. They believe that Israel is evil. So let's placate to them. I'll go give this speech that I would have never given before, and maybe that'll get them back in excitement to vote for us. Is there a possibility that could have been part of what this was about, just straight up selling out? Or do you believe he actually believes what he's saying about getting rid of Netanyahu?
Well, I think there's several things that are going on. Yes, I believe he believes what he's saying. The Democrats have hated Netanyahu from the beginning. They despise him. They view him. Democrats view Netanyahu as the Israeli equivalent of Donald Trump, and they hate him with a comparable fury. And much of that stems back to when Barack Obama was president, and Obama pushed forward the catastrophic Iran nuclear deal, and they tried to muscle all of our allies into accepting it, and the Obama White House tried to muscle congressional Democrats into accepting it. Virtually every single congressional Democrat meekly knuckled under to the Obama White House's pressure, and Benjamin Netanyahu heroically stood up and said, this is an existential threat to Israel. That when the Ayatollah says death to Israel, a nuclear Iran poses a very real threat of a mushroom cloud over Tehran or Jerusalem, and it is the one threat on the face of the planet capable of once again murdering 6 million Jews, if never again is to mean anything, Netanyahu argued rightly. We cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And I'll tell you, Democrats have never forgiven him for daring to stand up to the Obama White House. And I remember at the time there was a Republican House of Representatives that invited Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to address a joint session of Congress. I was there. I heard that speech. It was an historic speech. It was a speech that I described then and I still consider to be Churchillian in terms of its clarity, in terms of its strength, in terms of its unwillingness to knuckle under. And yet, even back then, multiple Democrats boycotted the speech, refused even to listen to the elected prime minister of Israel. Well, that hatred is real. That's one thing that's going on. But then a second thing that's going on that is in many ways even more concerning is the Democrat Party day by day by day is turning against Israel. If you look at polling numbers now among Democrats, if you ask Democrats, whom do you support, Israel or the Palestinians, the numbers are growing every single day of Democrats who say, we're with the Palestinians. And here's the dirty little secret. Some people are saying, well, it's just the squad. It's just the radical anti-Semites on the far left of the Democrat Party. They're the ones doing it. And the crazies on college campuses. I'll tell you, Ben, it's a lot more concerning than that. It is the Biden White House. It is Chuck Schumer, the self-declared guardian of Israel, who is the median of the Democratic Party is steadily turning against Israel. Here, just play Schumer's comments on the floor yesterday.
Israeli side, the U.S. government should demand that Israel conduct itself with a future two-state solution in mind. We should not be forced into a position of unequivocally supporting the actions of an Israeli government that include bigots who reject the idea of a Palestinian state. Israel is a democracy. 5 months into this conflict, it is clear that Israelis need to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change course? At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government. I also believe a majority of the Israeli public will recognize the need for change. And I believe that holding a new election, once the war starts to wind down, would give Israelis an opportunity to express their vision for the post-war future. Of course, the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election, nor should we try. That is for the Israeli public to decide. A public that I believe understands better than anybody that Israel cannot hope to succeed as a pariah opposed by the rest of the world. As a democracy, Israel has the right to choose its own leaders, and we should let the chips fall where they may. But the important thing is that Israelis are given a choice. There needs to be a fresh debate about the future of Israel after October 7th. In my opinion, that is best accomplished by holding an election. If Prime Minister Netanyahu's current coalition remains in power after the war begins to wind down and continues to pursue dangerous and inflammatory policies that test existing U.S. standards for assistance, then the United States will have no choice but to play a more active role in shaping Israeli policy by using our leverage to change the present course. The United States' bond with Israel is unbreakable. But if extremists continue to unduly influence Israeli policy, then the administration should use the tools at its disposal to make sure our support for Israel is aligned with our broader goal of achieving long-term peace and stability in the region. I believe this would make a lasting two-state solution more likely.
Senator, you hear that. I mean, he's basically giving the talking points for the Palestinian and Hamas.
Well, he's giving the talking points for the left wing of the Democrat Party. And, all right, let's stop for a second. One line that Schumer says there, he says, Israel is a democracy, and that's true. And he says they need to have an election. Well, they did have an election. They had an election, and Benjamin Netanyahu was elected. He's the elected leader. How would Schumer feel if Netanyahu gave a speech and said America is a democracy and they should call an election today to determine if Joe Biden should still be president? That's what Schumer just said, that he doesn't give a damn who the people of Israel elected. Netanyahu was elected in a fair and square election. Nobody disputes that. It's just Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrat Party doesn't like the choice that the people of Israel made. And there is an arrogance to, if you listen to what he says there should be an immediate election. And then he says, if they elect Netanyahu again, after we, the Democrats, have told them not to, well, then we should use U.S. power to force them to change their policy. The absolute arrogance of that is stunning. And by the way, you know, some people pretend, well, Democrats, they just dislike Netanyahu. This is not directed at Israel. Well, Benny Gantz from the opposing party in Israel, he put out a statement yesterday. Here was Benny Gantz's statement, quote, "The United States and Israel share common values and interests, and the citizens of Israel profoundly cherish the clear stance of the United States in support of Israel throughout these trying times. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is a friend of Israel, and though he erred in his remarks, plays an important role in assisting the state of Israel, including during these difficult times. Israel is a robust democracy, and only its citizens will decide its future and leadership. Any external interference on the matter is counterproductive and unacceptable." Well, what do you think Schumer was doing right there? That's counterproductive and unacceptable. And so, I mean, that demonstrates, look, across the leadership in Israel, there is consensus that Israel must defeat Hamas. You know where there isn't consensus? In the Democrat Party. In the Democrat Party, and I got to say, look, I serve with these guys. I'm on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. When we have a hearing, almost every Democrat, all they go on and on about is Gaza. We've got to save Gaza. We've got to give relief to Gaza. It's as if October 7th didn't happen. Understand where these Democrats are. October 7th was a grotesque act of terrorism where Hamas terrorists murdered over 1,200 people. They raped and murdered children. They took over 200 hostages. It was the single worst mass murder of Jews since the Holocaust. And the reaction of the American Democrat Party is to pivot hard against Israel and want to reward Hamas and their sponsor, the nation of Iran, for committing that grotesque act of terror.
You know, Mitch McConnell, and look, you've been critical of McConnell. I've been critical of McConnell many times in my life. He's stepping down from leadership. But I also think you got to give credit when credit's due. And Mitch McConnell ripped Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate. I think it's important we play this because this is honestly one of, I think, the best moments of Mitch McConnell's time in the Senate, unequivocally saying we stand with Israel, but also calling out the radical left who is dictating now the Democratic Party, masquerading as Democrats that are extremists and radicals that are young, forcing them to the most extreme viewpoints. Here is Mitch McConnell in his own words.
The state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel, at home and in captivity, deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who slaughter innocent people and corrupt leaders of the Palestinian Authority, who have repeatedly rejected peace deals from multiple Israeli governments. And foreign observers who cannot keep these clear distinctions ought to refrain from weighing in. It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel. This is unprecedented. We should not treat fellow democracies this way at all. Things that upset left-wing activists are not a prime minister's policies. There is Israel's policies. Make no mistake, the Democratic Party doesn't have an anti-Bibi problem. It has an anti-Israel problem. Israel is not a colony of America whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington. Only Israel's citizens should have a say in who runs their government. This is the very definition of democracy and sovereignty.
I mean, Senator, you hear him there. He's spot on. But he also reminds the history of, like, you think it's easy? You think Israel just shows up and says to the Palestinians who are backed by Hamas, who are backed by Iran, hey, let's have this, you know, kumbaya moment of ceasefire here. Do we need to not remind you of what just happened 5 months ago?
Well, and let me commend Mitch McConnell for those remarks, because he didn't know Chuck Schumer was going to give this speech. He was sitting there and just heard it, and he got up, and that was his impromptu response. And that was eloquent, it was powerful, it was effective. And notice what Mitch said there, which is exactly what you and I said at the beginning of this podcast. The Democrats don't have an anti-Bibi policy. They have an anti-Israel problem. And it's not just the squad. It is supposedly mainstream Democrats. And look, this troubles me. I was elected to the Senate 12 years ago. When I first arrived at the Senate, I resolved on day one to be the leading defender of Israel in the Senate. I've worked hard to do that every day since then. It is important for the U.S.-Israel relationship to have bipartisan cooperation. It's important that Israel not be just a partisan issue like so many other issues are. I have to say it is deeply saddening, and it is really dangerous that the Democrat Party today does not resemble in any way, shape, or form the Democrat Party 12 years ago when I arrived in the Senate, because the party as a whole is turning day by day steadily more and more hostile to Israel. And I got to say, and I don't mean this as hyperbole, if you are a voter who cares about Israel, who loves Israel, at this point, I genuinely do not know how a voter who cares about and loves Israel could cast a ballot for the Democrats. That is fundamentally inconsistent with where this Democrat Party is. And I'll tell you likewise, there are 51 Democrats in the Senate, counting two who call themselves independent. Every one of them should be asked, do you support Chuck Schumer attacking the nation of Israel and demanding that the elected leader of Israel step down? And in my view, every Democrat in the Senate is responsible for it. Now, no one in the press will ask them that question, and they'll all dodge it. But every Senate Democrat who is running for re-election in November should be forced to decide. And the sad thing is, I believe every one of them, all of them, will stand with Schumer on this. That this is where the party is. And that's really, it is a terrible development for Israel, and it's a terrible development for America.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Well, let's give a little bit of a history lesson here for people that may not remember all of the, and it's not that distant past, but it's important, and it was referenced there by Schumer. There have been quite a few times where there were these, quote, ceasefires and let's get along moments. Not once is it Israel that's been the aggressor afterwards. Every single time, it's been the terrorists that have gone after Israel. People forget what it's like to live in Israel under the constant barrage of rockets. They forget that every time they do a deal, that within weeks or months, somebody on the Palestinian side is trying to blow that deal up figuratively, literally. And they forget that Israel has tried to live in peace in a defensive manner, not offensive manner.
That's exactly right. you know, many years ago, Golda Meir, who was the former prime minister of Israel, said, quote, "Peace will come to the Middle East when the Arabs will love their children more than they hate us." And Golda Meir also said the following, quote, "If the Arabs put down their weapons today, there would be no more violence. If the Jews put down their weapons today, there would be no more Israel." That is the simple reality, that this has been a war of aggression. It was not Israel that launched this attack on October 7th. It was Hamas. It was directed at innocent civilians. I'll tell you, I have sat with the families of victims of murder on October 7th and of kidnapping victims. I have seen photographs, horrible photographs. I sat recently and went through photograph after photograph of women brutalized, violently raped, and sexually disfigured, where I mean, the brutality of it is horrific. And I also watched nearly an hour of video footage of what happened on October 7th. That footage, I saw over 100 people murdered. Watch the footage of it. I've never seen that before in my life. It is horrific and stomach-turning, and Israel is defending itself. And yet, the Democrat position today, they look at this battle, and they cannot bring themselves to say Israel is on the side of truth and righteousness, and Hamas is on the side of evil. This is civilization versus barbarism. And in the Democrat Party, you are a pariah for saying that, for acknowledging that. You look at, you know, Joe Biden certainly didn't say that during the State of the Union. Instead, he said that his priority is to build an emergency pier into Gaza. And by the way, Chuck Schumer says, well, gosh, we won't stand with the bigots who don't want a Palestinian state. Well, you know, it's interesting. There is a Palestinian state. It's called Gaza. Gaza is governed by the Palestinians. Israel does not have sovereignty over Gaza. Israel left Gaza. They handed it over to the Palestinians, said, here, it's all yours. The Palestinians had an election. You know who won the election in Gaza? Hamas. It's curious. Why didn't Chuck Schumer give a speech saying, the people, the Palestinians, if you want peace, throw out Hamas? He didn't say that. Instead, yeah. Today's Democrat Party, they direct their ire at the elected leader of Israel, and it is grotesque.
You mentioned you watching that video. I last week was asked to go to the Israeli consul and have a meeting and an update on what's happening right now, specifically with the number of people that are still being held hostage as we speak. And there was a book that we were able to look at and see the faces of the people that are still being held hostage that you hope are alive, that you know are being kept in unimaginable conditions. And we know that they have tortured and raped and killed many of the hostages. But when you look at these pictures, Senator, and you and I have talked about what that video looked like that you saw, you look at these people, and it is sad to me that the media has not done a better job of humanizing. There were people in their upper 80s,
yes,
who couldn't defend themselves against being abducted on that day.
There were infants and toddlers murdered and raped.
Yeah, and there was the elderly that couldn't defend themselves or even get out of their wheelchair. I mean, they were at the mercy of the attackers. And you look at the people that they took hostage, they wanted nobody in Israel to ever feel safe again. That's part of the terrorism of that day. They wanted everyone to feel like they could be next and that they were coming for them as well. Like you said, whether it's toddlers in their cribs or a 90-year-old great-great-grandmother, this was psychological warfare on the most grotesque and horrific level. And it was pre-planned and orchestrated. It wasn't one madman. This was a terrorist organization that used countless warriors to do this.
Well, and understand, that's not one isolated event. Chuck Schumer's disgraceful speech is not one isolated event. This is comprehensive throughout the Biden administration and throughout congressional Democrats. Just in the last 24 hours, Joe Biden and Biden administrations, they gave Iran a $10 billion sanctions waiver. Also in the last 24
explain
hours.
Explain that, by the way, because it sounds complicated, but I really think it's important that we explain this. What does that mean? Because we've already given them billions in actual cash.
So I will, but I want to underscore just what's happened in the last 24 hours. In the last 24 hours, they gave Iran a $10 billion sanctions waiver. They also, the Biden administration, directly sanctioned Israeli Jews. They also said Israel's top priority should be aiding Gazans. And the majority leader of the Senate demanded the overthrow of Israel's democratically elected government in the middle of a war. All of that happened within 24 hours. Now, you ask, what happened with the sanctions? Well, the Biden administration on Wednesday reapproved a sanctions waiver that unlocks $10 billion in frozen funds for the Iranian government. And this was according to a notice submitted to Congress late Wednesday. The sanctions waiver allows Iraq to transfer electricity payments to Iran via third-party countries. The sanctions waiver was last approved by the Biden administration in November, and it was set to expire this month. But they just reissued that waiver. So get this. Iran funded Hamas. 90% of Hamas is funded by Iran. Iran funds Hezbollah. 90% of Hezbollah is funded by Iran. Iran is actively attacking ships. Iran is funding the Houthis. Iran is attacking American soldiers. And what does Joe Biden do? He gives Iran $10 billion. And that is this week, after October 7th, after Americans have been targeted over and over and over again. Let me ask you this seriously, Ben. How does one even mount an argument that giving $10 billion to an Ayatollah who repeatedly chants death to America is in any way, shape, or form in the interest of the United States of America?
Yeah, it's not, and yet that's exactly what they're doing.
And understand also that the antipathy to Israel and to Netanyahu, it's not new. Look, when Netanyahu was elected, Biden refused to call him. It took enormous public pressure for him to call him. Biden has still not welcomed Netanyahu to the White House. He said Netanyahu is not welcome in the Biden White House. Mind you, this was long before October 7th. This was long before his alleged concerns about Gaza. And contrast that to how Biden treats Lula. Lula is an anti-American, pro-Iran thug, the leader of Brazil. When Lula was elected, Biden called him immediately. He congratulated him. He invited Lula to the White House. Enemies of America. Here's what Biden tweeted when Lula was at the White House. It was great sitting down with my friend and partner in democracy. It is bizarre.
Wow.
If you're an enemy of America, Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer, they like you. And if you are a friend of America, especially if you are Israel, they actively undermine you at every step.
Final question on this for you. I believe this is not just should be one of the top issues of this election cycle coming up. I actually believe this is one of the top issues of our lifetime. How do conservative candidates explain this and do a better job of explaining the history of Israel, especially because if you look at the polling, it's so concerning to me how many people 35 and under are standing now with terrorists over Israel. We've got to change the conversation to let them understand this. How did we lose so easily, so quickly, an entire generation to stand with Israel instead of standing with the terrorists? And what do candidates need to do, and how do they need to talk about this?
So how did we lose? We lost the universities. We lost K through 12. We lost the media. We lost entertainment. We lost social media. Young people are barraged with propaganda, and the propaganda is telling them lies. Look, I was just a couple of days ago in the airport. I was standing in Chicago getting on a plane to fly back to D.C., and this young leftist began berating me and filming. And it's interesting, he hadn't put it online. I really actually hope he puts it online. But berating me, saying, why do you stand for genocide? Why do you stand for Israel committing genocide? And I happily engaged him, and I said, I stand unequivocally with Israel and understand you are on the side of murderers and terrorists and who torture and rape little children and who rape women. You are standing on the side of evil, and Israel is right to utterly defeat Hamas because they are evil. And he just kept going on and on and on about no, no, no. And he said, all of that has been debunked. This was a guy, I don't know, he's about 25 years old. He was a young leftist who said it's been debunked. October 7th, that Hamas committed those murders and raped, he claimed has been debunked. And I said, you know, I'm really sorry that you're a young man who's just been lied to and deluded. I said, I've seen the videos. I saw what happened that day. But he happily believes it. And I couldn't help but turn to him and say, you know, I have to assume if this were World War II, you'd be rooting for the Nazis. And he got offended at that, and he said, I'm actually Jewish American. And I just shook my head and walked away. But there are people, there are young people who've just been lied to. They're ignorant, and they have been buffeted with propaganda. Look, it's one of the reasons for this podcast is we're trying to give people the truth. The lines here, this is not gray, it is black and white. Between genocidal mass murderers and people defending innocent civilians, you shouldn't be on the fence with which one you stand. You shouldn't be seeking some moral relativity of, well, they're both in the wrong. No, there is nothing good, there is nothing redeemable about people who murder little children, who kidnap little children, who rape women, who do it in a degrading, animalistic way. That is who Hamas is. And Israel has every right to defend itself. And I got to say, it worries me. To the best of my knowledge, I have not seen a single Democrat senator denounce what Chuck Schumer did yesterday. Maybe it's happened and I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Which is really sad.
Not one. And listen, I know a lot of people who are voters that still want to vote Democrat, and they have other issues they care about, and they think about, and they try to rationalize, no, it's just AOC, it's just Omar, it's just the squad. This was the Democratic leader in the United States Senate. And by the way, it was Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, who just gave $10 billion to Iran now, after October 7th, and I mentioned a minute ago the sanctions on Israel. Yesterday, the Biden administration put even more sanctions, but they only applied it to Jews. They sanctioned four Jews yesterday. And I recently questioned Biden's nominee to be sanctions czar, and he's been in charge of sanctions, and there was an executive order that is essentially targeting Jews. And he claimed, and basically they want to make it illegal to be Jewish and living in Judea and Samaria. And he said, well, no, it doesn't target Jews. And so I asked him, I said, well, have you sanctioned any Palestinians who are supporting terrorism in the West Bank? And he said, well, no, they haven't. And then after the hearing, he walked out, and they sanctioned even more Jews. This is prevalent throughout the administration, and it is becoming the position of congressional Democrats.
Don't forget to share this podcast and help spread the other side of what the media is not sharing with so many young people. Make sure you write us a 5-star review as well. Don't forget the Senator and I do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and those in-between days, I'll keep you updated on my podcast about the latest breaking news. All you got to do is download my podcast, the Ben Ferguson Podcast, as well. And the Senator and I will also see you back here on Saturday for our week in review. Make sure you pray for the people of Israel as well. Do not forget what they're going through, and we'll see you back here on Saturday.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.